on ABX the rest of the day. Well, it was far out while it lasted. And finally, you heard the Vanilla Fudge album, The Beat Goes On, included Thomas A. Edison, inventor of the phonograph, repeating the first message he ever recorded, Mary Had a Little Lamb. The McCartney version came much later. Well, it should be noted here that the original Beat Goes On was written by the famous ex-Detroiter Sonny Bono. And you are listening to flashbacks right now of 5 light years as we take time on this 5th anniversary of Progressive Rock Radio in Detroit to rebroadcast some of the voices and songs of our first 5 years on ABX. This is WABX in Detroit. From out of our past, here is the voice of Dan Carlisle interviewing Grandy MC David Miller.
Why don't you describe the radio, the control room, to the people? Because you're visiting
okay.
here.
Okay, let's see. Well, I keep looking at on the clock in front because it's like an old-time Western Union AVOL observatory time.
It corrects itself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it ticks like there's a second hand that goes by the second, and it says 99.5 on it, and it's painted, painted that way with a little, the dot is a peace sign, and it's these weird colors, green, blue, red, and yellow, and black in the center, yeah, and then there's an American flag, and there's a Viva WABX. And somebody obviously did a picture of Che Guevara. There's a little thing that looks sort of like out of...
It's a weird painting.
Yeah, a weird painting. There's a bag of tape. What was it? What's the story behind the tape?
We don't know. It's from a listener. We just put it on the wall.
Yeah, and that's sort of weird. Yeah. Then there's a mushroom made out of the American flag up there. And
cool.
There's all kinds of peace signs. What's that made of?
It's made out of tin, and it's they painted the American flag on it.
Oh.
So it's really nice, isn't it?
Oh, that's... Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Okay. You know, we wouldn't want to get the people that love the flag up there.
No, we wouldn't want to do that at all, because we do have a flag in our control room, right?
Yeah, right there. Right on the clock, ladies and gentlemen.
WABX honoring the American flag.
Right.
Right. Go ahead and describe the
rest. The blood a little more.
Come, please, Dave.
Okay. No, that's just kidding. And, I don't know, there's all kinds of, all those are yours, Stan? No. All those awards?
No, those are licenses.
Oh.
Broadcasting licenses.
Oh. And then there's a psychedelic hippie poster on the wall. It's psychedelic, and it's from a hippie.
Right.
And... obviously a Detroit hippie, and the MC5 kick out the jams, soaring up the charts. There's a little thing about the MC5 from Elektra or something, and there's a gate, there's all these machines with all kinds of, you know, needles that when every time I talk they start to jump. And
why don't you read some of the things all those things say?
Want me to read that letter?
No,
let's see. Wow, that one's really... Is this a made-up word?
What does it say?
Let's see. Die Das Ober Poopen.
Yeah, it's made up.
Okay. There's all kinds of gizmos that I can't understand.
A lot of machinery, right?
Yeah, right. A lot of lights and blinkers and...
It really looks far out when the lights are off in here, all those red lights and yellow ones and green ones. Yeah. You want me to turn the lights off?
Yeah, where do you do that?
All right, over here. I'll turn the lights off and you tell them what you see, all right?
All right. Okay. Who?
See?
Oh, I see.
I'll go over here.
Yeah, turn those ones off.
Okay.
Well, the psychedelic Detroit. Oh, wow, it looks like a Christmas tree.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's strange, isn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's just like Christmas, folks. Oh, Columbia Records. Oh.
What else do you see?
Well, I see the light went back on.
Yeah.
And you ever get depressed up here, Dan?
No.
I can imagine.
Nobody
you see out the...
Nobody gives me time to get I get angry up here.
Why?
Sometimes people are nasty.
Really? On the phone?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's all right, though. I don't feel those people are our audience anyway. Some weirdos that happen to get a hold of our number, you know, called
uh-huh.
up. Right?
Yeah.
What about all this? What is, do you want to
explain? Oh, what? Record players, turntables,
yeah.
Volume controls, the stereo yard.
Right.
That's what we're in the we're sitting in the middle of the stereo yard,
and
swinging back and forth because all the red, white, and blue tape is growing too tall, needs to be mowed down. I'd like to say at this time that all you people that are probably split from wherever you were out there at OCC, let's dedicate a song to that place. OCC.
Looking for a new experience, something different, something that gasses the mind, the Underground Cinema in the Detroit Repertory Theater presents every week a series of experimental films from all over the world. Underground Films every week in Detroit. Who'd believe it? Underground Films every Friday and Saturday evenings at 11 p.m. and 1 a.m., Sunday and Monday nights at 7. Underground Films in Detroit. 13103 Woodrow Wilson. The Underground Cinema. Call 868-1347. 868-13.
The Detroit Repertory Theater begins an exciting, unusual fall season of presentation. In addition to the Underground Films, The Ladies' Room, and In the Beginning There Was No Beginning, plus six others, the Repertory Theater will present a light show during the Sunday night performance. The Detroit Repertory Theater, where the unusual will be the usual, okay? Remember that. Remember also that today is Saturday night or Sunday morning. No, it's Saturday morning. Right, well, anyway, an advance preview. 11 o'clock Sunday night, Harvey Ovshinsky up against the wall on AVX. And starting this Sunday from 6 until 11, the Larry Miller Show starts Sunday on ABX. Here's 10 years after.
Churchill on organ, and me.
Oh, maybe 16,000-18,000 paid attendance or something, and just like top that because it doubled it because it was a two-day thing. So the thing just keeps getting bigger. I don't know how they're going to top that weekend. Did you get a lot of good vibes from the audience?
Yeah, that's the most people ever played for, man. Like,
really?
Really. And like, it really was beautiful to see all those people out there enjoying themselves. You know, we never played for anything near that big.
Good. I'm glad we were able, here in Detroit, to contribute something meaningful to your career.
Well, it was beautiful, man. Just so many people grooving and doing nice things, man.
I want to say right in front of everybody that I enjoyed both shows, both Friday and Saturday night, that you did just tremendously. I enjoyed the music very much. I got a big kick out of it.
Wow.
There were things happening there. Some of the bands that played weren't exactly, you know, at the level of subtlety and so forth that I like to dig. And your thing was very musical, and so
yeah.
Very well done. So there you have it.
Thanks.
An unsolicited testimonial.
Out of sight.
All right. You'd be nice to stick around for a while. We'll play some of your records and some other things and rap to you a little bit about. We may expose your real identity to everyone and rap about that.
Bullet covers.
Right now, we'll let you tell everybody who you really are. Everybody wants to wish...
11 o'clock in the morning.
Everybody wants to wish Dan Carlisle bon voyage and perhaps farewell forever because he's going to California.
Right.
Which is about to sink in the ocean in spite of the smugness of people who think that just because it didn't happen, it's not going to.
Yeah.
Dan, I wish you wouldn't... Let me ask you one more time. Please don't go to California
this time. What I'm going to do is I had it all planned out.
Mm-hmm.
When I get there, the plane lands...
By a life preserver.
Yeah. Is the ground will say, I felt his footsteps. And by the end of the week, only his plan of staying a week, they would have felt my footsteps all over the place and said, it's time now, but I would have split.
Just at the magic instant,
right,
you were lifted by the great silver bird and winged back to the cultural center of the Midwest.
Right, Detroit, Michigan.
Yes.
But I may score a limousine to go to the airport that day.
Oh, wow. This will be fancy, though.
Yes, it will be fancy.
I hope that people will have gaily painted signs.
Oh, I hope so, too.
And, you know, little farewell thing.
I'll give out the entire plan of my when it leaves, what gate, and everything before that.
Oh, good.
And they'll know.
We'd like to have hundreds of well-wishers.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? Yeah. Would you like to go with me to the airport?
No, I'm afraid I'll be busy that day. But I certainly hope everyone else will make it.
I hope there's some flute players and horn players there and things.
Oh, people burning incense and carrying musical instruments.
Oh, that would be great, wouldn't it? We could just hang out together.
Let's have Dan Carlisle have a nice send-off, because he's probably never coming back.
Oh, come on.
Well, California, Dan. I mean, why did you pick California of all places?
Well, I figured...
could have gone to Fort Lauderdale like everybody else.
Well, I've been there. They kicked me out.
What do you got against beer, Dan?
Quite a bit. Would you like to talk about it?
No, let's not.
Okay, it's not.
Larry Miller might be listening, and he gets easily offended. He was married in a brewery.
Right.
We have to remember that.
Did you know Larry scoured the city for a place where he could drink beer without getting hassled for his weird way he looks? I mean, he does look weird.
He looks like a hippie.
Yeah, he does, and he is outrageous looking.
Yes.
And there's no doubt in my mind that he would get thoroughly thrashed at most bars.
That's right.
You said,
hey, you.
Sissy, come over.
Right.
Yeah.
Has he found a bar yet?
He did.
Let's tell the name of it on the radio.
That was some stuff by the Chicago Transit Authority.
Listen,
while you're beginning, freeform guitar fractions thereof, and listen.
How are you, Roger? Is that Roger?
That's Roger.
Yeah.
Is that Roger?
Listen,
you know that was Roger.
Ooh, I like your shoes.
Boots, actually.
Boots? I like your boots. Very nice. Haven't seen them before.
Might buy a
Indian
geezer in Camden Town.
Handmade.
That's
very nice. Can play at the ballroom.
Yeah, looking forward to it as well.
I understand you're a good friend of Tom.
What was the final damage last night?
Yeah,
he's very nice.
Final damage last night.
In England years ago.
He what?
We knew him in England about 6 years ago, and he turned us on the blues, you know. Muddy Waters and County Wolf, all that sort of game.
Very nice.
Got busted, man. Kicked out.
Oh, no, not Tom.
Yeah, he was the first one ever to get busted in England.
Oh.
This is incredible. Yeah.
We'll have to have a little chat with Tom about that. A historical piece of information there. Cultural, as John would say, a cultural artifact. A very important piece of that bit of information. I understand, didn't he travel with you on tour a couple times?
He used to be our photographer, you know, he used to just take photos of us, and then he went into production managing.
Very good. Uh-huh.
And now we're back to see him here, you know, he seems to be getting it together down there.
Yeah, we're speaking of Tom Wright, who's a manager of the ballroom, and he's made quite a few changes, not just physical things that you can, you know, oh gee, new carpeting and paint on the wall and things like that, but, you know, in the way the ballroom is run,
yeah.
And I think it's becoming a little more efficient, and it's a lot cleaner, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, this is WABX in Detroit. Listen, Raj, would you get a real commercial for us?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Not even if I thrust it upon you?
No.